little break from our interview with Peter Canova and Pope Annalisa. Interesting stuff, I have to say. We are going to take a look at what's going on in the universe, as it were. But I also want to let you know about a guest I have coming up in the coming weeks. We have lots of fascinating people coming up, but one in particular who's been around for quite a number of years. He's going to be in Oxnard on the 22nd of September, and his name is John Gray. You know John of Mars and Venus fame, if you will. He's going to be talking about hormonal balance, the key to life, love, and energy. And this is going to be at, it's actually sponsored by the Lassen's Natural Foods and Vitamins. And so he will be there. He will be at the Residence Inn in Oxnard, the Oxnard River Ridge, 2101 West Vineyard Avenue. And if you're interested in attending, it is free, by the way. You can certainly go to Lassens.com, L-A-S-S-E-N-S, Lassens.com, or you can call 805-644-6990 extension 4 and get more information about this neat opportunity for you. And we're going to have John on the program in December to talk about Mars and Venus and ice and heat and all those different things. Sounds to me an awful lot like our theme for today with Beth McDonald, our AAA editor, regarding balance.
Returning to balance.
Yes.
The equinox is almost upon us.
Which is astounding to me because weren't we just back at Christmas 2010?
Yeah.
Jeez. So we have the equinox coming up, which, of course, as you've said, is it's the equal parts sunlight and darkness.
Yes.
And it happens twice a year.
Yes.
And this is the autumnal equinox.
Yes, which is in ancient cultures, it was the second of the fall harvest seasons. And, you know, this gets us into a really sacred time in many cultures, the Jewish culture, the Chinese culture, the Celtic culture. You know, it's so much about taking a moment of breath, taking a moment of balance and looking at all that we've harvested in the last year, emotionally, materially, all that we've manifested, giving thanks for it, and then being objective. Okay, where have I fallen short? Where do I need to shore things up? Where do I need to make things right with others in my life and my world? And then taking the initiative to do that so that you're putting out good karma, you're doing the right thing, you're taking the right actions on the emotional and material levels and spiritual levels to ensure next year's harvest. It's not just about the now. It's about the present and the future.
So it's having a little foresight.
Yes.
Yeah,
very much so. Not being so, you know, is it being in the now and doing the right thing in the now for the future?
We seem to be rather short-sighted most of our lives. I think in particular of one institution, the stock market, that is always looking at like the next 10 minutes.
Futures, yeah.
Yeah. Well, futures, yes, but they're only looking at, you know, like, you know, again, the next 10 minutes or so and you know, what can we get out of the system, you know, today? For today's sake, rather than the long term, what about next year? Where will we be next year? And will this be a good thing to do right now? Or how can we, so to speak, store away nuts for next year?
Right. How can we prepare ourselves? And even, like, not even so far in the future, but for just the coming winter.
Yeah.
You know, how do we work together to get through the winter in a way that's balanced and not so speculative and not so driven by immediate gratification?
Yeah. Well, it is something that I know I think about in terms of starting to prepare for the winter and collecting wood and starting to pile it up because
you need it where you live.
Yeah, and you don't want to be walking around out in the cold looking for it.
Yeah. It's just like that.
And
it's
people,
just like that.
Exactly. And people can certainly touch base with you through your website, BethMcDonaldConsulting.com.
Yes.
They can also call you at 963-0842.
Yes.
I still encourage you folks to take a look at your phone pad. I can't help it. That's just a funny thing.
That's
a question mark.
That's a question mark.
It's backwards,
though.
You'll
find me.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Well, Beth, thank you so much. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you so much.
This is Tell Me Your Story. Stay tuned.